Welcome to Caribbean Millennials.
Good day, everyone. Welcome to episode 26. Or as we like to say in the season, the TV world, season 2, episode 1.
Happy New Year!
Yeah. Happy New Year. We're back, you know. We have to take some time off for ourselves, you know.
I think everybody had to take some time off.
You know? Because
2018 was a bit rough.
Yeah, boy, 2018 was... it was a year. It really was. Yeah.
I wouldn't say that it was so rough.
There are a lot of good things happened in 2018. And I just say it went by very quickly. Yeah, that's one thing. 2018, it was a blur. You know, once you got past that 3 months January spell, you know, it just sped up and we were in December.
So, yeah,
that's true. It did go by very quick.
Now we're back in the 3 months January spell again. Because, you know, January lasts 3 months. It's true.
90 days of January.
Go.
I don't get how 1 month can last so long.
Well, you see what happens is January starts on the 1st and they claim it ends 30 days later. But really, it goes up until January 90th.
Yo, January just feel like forever.
Although I have seen people saying that this January has been flying by.
I do, because look at it.
What?
Yeah, because...
I looked at the date and it's like the 13th only. I felt like we should have been at like the 20th already.
I guess when they had this podcast is the 14th, which means we're 2 weeks into January. We're 2 weeks into
only?
January. That's like halfway.
I feel like it should be February already.
What? No.
That's how I feel.
I feel like I'm one of the people who feels like it's absolutely speeding past.
Right. Maybe so you crazy.
Maybe you just need more things doing.
What? Okay. So, how was the Christmas vacation, guys?
I think it was good. What I needed for Christmas, which may sound boring to some people, I just needed a rest. I feel like 2018 kind of did a number with me, and towards the end I was just kind of losing steam. I even like got sick, I think, towards the...
Did you?
I think so. I'm even like recovering from being sick now, so...
Wow.
I think I just need... Our Christmas was very chill.
Yeah, I needed a chill Christmas.
It was kind of a welcome change, just kind of having that time to just chill.
Yeah.
But I think maybe next Christmas we do need a little bit more of a turn-up.
Oh, no, for sure. Without a doubt. Next Christmas, I think it'll be...
Maybe that's how we do it.
Like, I'm not saying like anything necessarily wild, you know, like someone like might die kind of thing, explosions. But yeah, you know...
What about you,
action.
Danny?
Oh, 2018 was a year. But 2019, bigger things to come. So,
okay.
But the break was much needed, although I didn't get much of a break.
Really?
Somehow, whenever I end up going home, I end up just switching jobs. So I still working.
So really and truly, you're on vacation from your St. Lucia job, while you're at your Portland job.
Okay.
Yeah. So now I'm on vacation from St. Lucia.
But that's the thing, right? I think depending on like what people's Christmas involves, like you may need a vacation from your vacation. You know.
Vacation from your vacation.
Yeah.
That's deep.
Well, in either case, we're back here in a new year. And the thing that's synonymous with the new year is resolutions.
Wait, hold on. Before we hit resolutions, Adani, I mean, yes, you are at home, you're on vacation, you're at your other job. Anything exciting happened? Guys, come on. You'll have to give people something exciting.
Anything excited happened when?
Because over the
exciting
vacation.
Things happened.
Over the time from the time you land, anything exciting happened?
Let's see. What was the most exciting thing to happen to me?
Anushka, think. Something exciting had to have happened to you.
I finished my 2,000 piece puzzle.
Super exciting.
I'm going to give you time to think again. You know?
I don't want to share.
You know?
My. I don't.
Nothing exciting. You don't mean anything exciting.
Fine. Moving on to resolutions.
Okay, fine.
Yeah.
Your two vote resolutions.
Well, my most exciting thing I would say was the food. I know we talked about it beforehand.
Oh, our beef Wellingtons were quite exciting.
Because I think that was the exciting thing for me. We attempted beef Wellingtons.
We fancy y'all.
Right? And, okay, on
that
a scale...
That was very Cardi B-esque of me.
On a scale of 1 to 10, I give our attempt an 8.5.
And then I say strong 7.
I give it a strong 8.5 because everything else was great, minus the fact that we didn't make the little mushroom thing to put at the bottom to soak up the... But outside of that, it was, I think we did very well for our first attempt.
Oh yeah, well, fun fact, I gave up before January, so ain't no beef Wellingtons this month, so...
I mean, for you, I did for myself.
Chicken Wellington sounds pretty weird.
I had given up beef.
Yeah, but I was really, really loving how much food I got. And because I didn't go out that much this vacation... The food was even more important, let me tell you. I had a few kicks.
Hold up, you didn't go out much? You're sick? Your legs weren't working? Was something wrong with you?
This is for another episode, eh?
Okay.
But I'm not sure, and people at home, y'all can tweet us and message us on social media if y'all feel this way, but I'm not sure if I'm getting old or things are just not as exciting as they used to.
Somebody's catching up.
Oh boy, that's a... this is surprising.
I went out, you know, to the usual sports, and I was just like, wow, I could be home playing God of War with my sister and Call of Duty. Wow,
people, priorities are shifting.
It was funny, right? Because, and then we had a games night with the family, and like that was lit.
That was the lit thing for you, right?
Jenga.
Okay.
And my dad was like, putting my mother under a mortgage, all kind of thing. Like, it was crazy.
No, but like, I think even just for me, and again, I think we need to put a pin in this for another episode.
Guys, I'm going to come clean. I helped with the 2,000 piece puzzle. I'm not good.
Yeah, he did.
I helped it.
But even things like that, right? For me, I'm kind of in this weird limbo of, what do I want to do with my weekends, right?
Okay.
So it's like, I don't really want to go to a club or just down in any bar. Like, I like wine nights and probably live music and these kinds of things. And I need to find new places to go and maybe new people to go with.
Okay.
Because I just ain't about the life, you know?
You're a grown married woman now. That's what you're saying.
You know. Okay. You said it, not me.
Wow. Oh. Okay, so then on that note,
hey, if you're listening to this on Monday the 14th of January 2019, we will officially be married for 6 months.
6 months, and we haven't killed each other yet, so you know,
clap for us.
6 month anniversaries.
I don't know. I mean,
oh yeah, Danny.
No,
raining on my
you food. Say that, but I know we have friends that we have seen, they've done that.
I feel like people have posted like 3 months, 4 months, 7 months.
Yeah, exactly.
Like,
so think in the grand scheme of things, this is the first time you mentioned it. And I probably going to be the last time.
We may or may not post anything.
Yeah.
Like if we do something, we might post.
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean the 1 year, then 5 year, then 10 year.
Yeah.
Okay. So, all right. So Anushka say, you know, she getting old.
Yeah, I have
new things to do. With new people.
Right.
So, guys, so that means you'll have New Year's resolutions.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
So, talk to me. How do y'all feel about New Year's resolutions to begin with?
Okay.
Do y'all think that's just empty promises people make?
I think the beginning of a year is a great time to think and reflect on what you want to change and how you want
to beginning?
Move. Well, the end into the end.
Because I feel like it's a 2-day process, yeah, in my opinion.
I think the end is you reflect on what you want to change.
Anushka is dying, by the way. She's recovering from serving, so you know she's out here coughing up a storm.
Okay, yeah. I will continue.
Yeah, but Danny will continue while she recovers, right?
Sorry.
So
I think they are a great promise to ourselves. The problem is we abandon that promise to ourselves often a month to 3 months into the year.
So you say we are making empty promises to ourselves?
Yes. Okay. Yeah, many of us, and not all of us.
No.
We start the year with these lofty goals sometimes, you know. Sometimes they're not, sometimes they are. And then within 3 months, we're back to doing the exact same thing we said that at the start of the year we would try to change.
Okay, so I missed that piece because I was dying. But...
So what I'm seeing people are doing... Well, basically what I said is that we tend to promise ourselves things that we end up not holding ourselves to 3 months into the year. And sometimes our goals are very lofty.
Yeah.
But what I've noticed that works for many people now is challenges. So it's like a New Year's resolution that you have to kind of keep doing until the last day of the year or throughout the year to actually beat the challenge.
Well, so hold on. So what you're saying is you just call it a New Year's resolution, something else, basically.
Yes,
but
and
it's,
no.
But it's a New Year's resolution that you do with your other friends.
The thing
so that
is,
y'all kind of keep each other accountable.
So that you pull in somebody else.
Let's talk about this.
So like Vernon, you and I were doing that photography challenge years back. Yeah, so we were keeping each other up to date.
True.
Like, yeah, you post, go out and shoot.
Yeah.
And like now I'm part of this 300-day gym challenge, you know, with some of my friends. So we have to go to the gym for at least 300 days out of the year.
Okay.
I will admit it'll be day 14 and I would not have gone to the gym as yet.
Don't worry, you still have like mad other days to make up, killer.
Yeah, but if you can only make 5 days.
So I was saying the end of the year is a good time to reflect and you know, on what you didn't like, whatever. And the new year is a good time to start acting on the things you want to change, or you know, start end of the year to new year, you start, I don't think, thinking about resolutions, because you say it's calling a resolution a different thing, but the resolution, just based on, you know, its history, has a negative connotation. So people hear resolutions and think, oh, yeah, that's not going to last, it's a resolution. And then it's that overwhelming thing of everybody all at once saying, I'm going to make these changes, I'm going to do these things, and it feels like a fad, right? So same thing, like you go to the gym in January and it's like a packed parking lot, and then
God,
like March, April rolls around, you know, February, after Valentine's Day.
I mean, I scoff, but really and truly, I'm the person that's going to the gym at like 1 o'clock in the morning when no one there, so it really doesn't bother me. But yeah.
Right. But I don't think you can, I don't think we should knock on people wanting to make changes.
Oh, no. I'm not knocking on that. Here's my question.
The desire to make the changes there. Now, the follow through is something else. And the thing is it, it's how you set it, right?
That's what
because
I was going to
get it's on. Not necessarily, is it your resolution? And you only think about it for January, February, and you're like halfway committed? Or is it a goal, right?
No, well, you see, it's
and
not
do
even
you set
that
multiple
for me.
Goals?
It's not even that for me. It's how big of a goal or resolution. Because, okay, let me put it down in maybe a simpler term. Maybe somebody set their resolution that they go to climb Mount Everest. But maybe you've never climbed a mountain before, so maybe you should set it that you just go to climb the hill behind your house first.
Right.
Wow. You know, maybe you're setting your goal too big.
Right. So, like,
because
two years ago, I think, 2017, I set one of my goals for the year. I don't call them resolutions, I just call them goals. I wanted to run a 5K, right?
Okay.
I had never run before at all, and I said, you know what? If I just run this one, you know, I'll be like happy with myself, because it was years I was putting it off. And I got a group of people to train with me because I needed an accountability, which you kind of mentioned a little earlier, Danny.
Yep.
And, you know, through that accountability group and training, we enjoyed so much. We not only did one 5K, but we did like 4 5Ks in the year. So it was setting my... I guess it set the goal, you know, very small, but I wouldn't have known that, I could have smashed it because of where my mind was compared to,
yeah.
Because that step to like the first rung is like can be like very daunting, you know, for things you've never done before.
And I don't have a problem with that, Missy. I'm not knocking that. I'm not trying to be a negative person with it. I agree with it. I even like the whole challenge thing, Adani, because to me that makes it seems more achievable. Because when you say you set in a resolution of like, let's say people come and say, oh, I want to lose X amount of weight, kind of thing. Like, don't get me wrong, I'm not saying it's not achievable, but maybe sometimes the window they set it for themselves is too small.
Well,
maybe you need to set a wider window.
I think what you boiling down to is setting goals that are smart.
Realistic.
Smart. The smart, the five things.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Specific, measurable, attainable. What's R? I always forget the R. Somebody.
Something, yeah.
And but, time bound, right?
Yeah, time bound,
so
yeah.
That kind of thing. And it's like not setting a goal. Like, I feel like you don't just set this one big goal. So one of my favorite quotes is, a goal without a plan is just a wish. Right?
Danny, wisdom for you right there.
I know, right?
I hope you're writing that down. Like, you open your notebook, write that down.
Right? My phone.
Remember it.
No, but you know, what does that goal look like on, you know, in your week? What's the milestones that you set in for yourself to, you know, check in?
Okay.
Who do you have as an accountability partner? Or if you're really struggling with your goal? Because if you're going to challenge yourself to change your behavior or change something, you have to account for, like, when it's going to suck. Because it's not going to be like, yeah, I'm killing this. Yeah, I'm killing all the time.
Okay, you'll see a thing and... I don't know, it like y'all said it, and like I see the benefits of it, but I also have a problem with it for some reason. I don't know why, maybe it's just me, maybe it's my loner self, but like y'all keep saying about people holding you accountable, or like y'all getting somebody to come in, going on it with you. Like, why y'all have to get people to go in on it with you?
No, but okay, I think the perfect, it depends on what accountability looks like for you. And that goes hand in hand, I think, with self-motivation. Some people have better self-motivation than others, especially, and that also will differ by certain things, right? So for me right now, my self-motivation on a Saturday at 1 o'clock to go to the gym is poor, right? So you giving me that reminder this past Saturday, or you gave me that nudge, you're like, Anushka, really? Come on, let's go, or whatever. That was accountability.
This is one of the fewer times that worked.
No, but that nudge, you know, was enough for me to be like, okay, yes, okay, you know?
Okay.
But accountability can range from actually having it be a partner that you do it with together. It could be somebody you can just talk about it with, or somebody who will remind you or ask about your progress on something. It could be somebody to just like give you the nudge when you kind of feeling low, or you're going to falter on your goals, or do something that is you're going to regret later, kind of sort of thing. So it can be different things, but it's like totally dependent on the person and their behavior, right?
All right.
I'm sounding like a shrink. I'm going to stop.
Okay. So, Missy, we're 2 weeks into the new year.
Uh-huh.
I know you all set your goals, your resolutions, or you're getting your challenges. So, progress update. So, where y'all are on your goals?
So, I think I have an interesting perspective, but I'm going to let you or Adani go first. So, what's yours?
What's
throw it
mine?
Back at you.
Well, I don't know. I don't think I had too many resolutions. I mean, really and truly, yeah, I didn't have many resolutions. I'm going to be honest. Like,
I don't feel like you said. I don't think you said them.
I don't said them. Yeah, I never said them. I see things and I just say, okay, I have to find a way to change it, and I move on and.
Vernon's that person. He's just like, okay, boom.
It's not okay, boom. But it's like, I feel like when I start making these big grand gestures or these expressions that resolution, I'm going to do this and that and whatever, I for some reason I feel like that's me setting myself up to fail. Mm. So I want to just attack it like it's an everyday thing. Because, okay, my thing is that I want to think of it that is, I think of it as a, that is something that I want to think about year round instead of one time of the year that I think that, hey, I have this problem that I need to change.
Right.
That's just how I take it. So for me, one of my issues was, well, and I think that's something I started doing from even last year. You know, I played tennis. I hadn't played tennis in a while. I started to try and go out there and play more tennis. So I've been playing tennis, what, twice a week, every couple of weeks and whatnot. So I think that's just my thing. One of my things, just play more tennis throughout the year. Even if it's I keep doing the same twice a week, or maybe if I can do three times a week, you know, that's one of my things. But yeah. And so far, I feel like I've done pretty well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, Adani, what's, you know, 2 weeks in, progress,
progress so far was kind of halted because, you know, you're back home.
Understandable. You know,
my entire resolution was just to take what I did in 2018 and put it on stilts.
Mm. Oh, okay. Yeah,
so damn.
Okay. Just elevate everything I was doing in 2018.
I want you to know I wrote that down.
I'm writing it down because
last year I had a list of things that I wanted to do, right? Mm. And you know, for the most part, I accomplished them. So, like, let's take those same set of things and let's elevate them to the next level.
Okay, okay.
Yeah. And then let's just keep doing that. And, you know, eventually I'll get to where I want to get to, which is retire by 45. Anyway.
That's why we're best friends, you know. That's it.
I don't know if I'll make it to 45.
But Adani said a thing.
You said that, and that sounded like an eternity away.
Yeah, but Adani, you said like you had your goals, and I thought about it, and I guess it's the same for me in that like I had my goals from last year, the things that I wanted to do, and I got them done.
I think you hyper focus on the big things, right? So for last year, all your thing is just graduate.
That wasn't my only thing.
But that was like one of your main things.
No, my main thing last year was get married.
Cheers, man. Look at Hubs coming through the flattery.
Right? In that suite.
You know, I had three things on my list, to be honest. Mm-hmm. Last year, get married, graduate, and start our podcast.
Okay.
We did those three things.
Okay.
That was, tennis. Tennis was on it. And I thought
one of the times you're going to be like, you know, those when people say, get married, like all three things. Like, oh, that's so cute.
Calm down, dog.
He's not that cute.
it's reeling back. All right.
But so, like, so this year for you is going to be find a job, start your career. Like, that's the biggest
thing. Find my job, start my career. Build my savings.
Boy, that sounds like you're putting some pressure on you there. Like, so you're gonna find a job this year, right? Yeah, you find a job.
Look at me like, yeah, so you've been in the house for a couple months now. About that job.
Yeah, so your resolution should be job and career.
I didn't say it, y'all.
Yeah, but like, yeah, I mean, for me, it's my goals is find my job, start my career, but also stuff like work on my savings, you know?
Financial.
Make myself more financially stable. That's that's the stuff for me. Mm-hmm, so
That adulting.
Yeah, honestly, it really is adulting stuff at this point.
Okay, so y'all have said your piece, or?
That's why I stand resolution-wise.
So for me, I did a lot of
soul searching.
You know, y'all know me. Next level.
Bruh.
I set some goals. I wrote some things down. But the year started and energetically it wasn't right for me to start them. Right? Start or like put pressure on myself to start them. So
hold on. Explain that for me.
This whole last 6-7 days I've been sick.
Okay. Right? I get what you're saying. You've been sick, yeah. Because you've been down and out. That's true.
You start back the first, you know, first week of January, and it's like, you know, hopping into work stuff and kind of thing. This however many days or whatever, I've been sick. And next week, I have global meetings at work that's going to, you know, be the whole week, early mornings to late.
I have a question for y'all. you're working. Do you all set any goals work-wise for yourselves at work?
Yes.
Adani, like, you set any goals for yourself at work? Or resolution? Well, I mean, outside of that, you know, make more money. That, I mean, that's the top one. But I mean, you have any other, you know, I don't know, lofty, you know, goals for maybe...
Oh, yeah, plenty, yeah. But, you know, I can't really discuss these.
Yes.
Okay, no, I understand.
I want to elevate my standing in the company. So, I want to do certain things that will ensure that, you know, they name me MVP.
Mm. Okay.
But, I think, going back to, like, the energy thing and whatever, right? Like, one of my things, and y'all might call it cheesy or corny or whatever, for me this year was to be kind with myself, right? Because for me, I can be
I don't call that
hard
cheesy.
On myself, but like Adania said, you know, it's day, you know, it will be day 14 into the new year and he hasn't started on that 300 day thing. It's the same thing. I haven't started on mine yet, but who is to say that January 1st, well, his, you know, has a day thing, right? Yeah. But like for me, like who is to say January 1st has to be the day that I start, you know, all of these things. So oddly enough, just for me, like January 21st has just been like a day that's kind of popped in my mind. And that does seem like it's going to be a good like time period for me to really kind of start on some of the things I want to. But that's the thing, like not applying too much pressure and being so hard on yourself. And like, it's this meeting expectation thing because everybody on social media is also, they're like, oh yes, my goals. Oh yes, I'm in the gym. Oh yes.
Yo, like, I'm going to be honest. Like, y'all know.
And that pressure.
I'm going to be honest. You know, on the last day of the year and going in, even up to like the third day of 2019, I just kind of avoided social media.
I did the same thing because I felt like, I don't know, like I had my own reflections and stuff that I was doing on 2018, but I didn't know that social media for me personally was a place that I wanted to share that.
That's how,
like, I have 800 something people following me on social media. I know on Instagram, at least that's the one I use the most, and I know a good bit of them, but it's like the things that I would reflect on and say would be things I'd share with maybe my five closest friends,
For me, it's not even about, I don't know, I feel like that was a time for me, it was a reflective period. Ooh. It was just for me to be me, just chilling, just thinking on the year, my thoughts and whatnot. And I don't know if social media just seemed like a distraction at that time because everybody was doing the same thing, but they were doing it on social media. So
it's a lot to take in.
And it was a lot because I just happened to open Instagram, you know, and I seen people posting and it's like their stories. Like, you know, when somebody posts a story and like the little line just gets so small, people were posting and the line was like a little dot. And it was just like, everything. There was one person who literally posted everything they posted for the year in there. And that person had posted a lot. So for me, it was like, that's a lot to take in. And like, I don't know if I necessarily need that. Like, because at this point, I don't really reflect on myself. I look at your shit. It's like, I reflect with you. And I only reflect on your things. So, I don't know.
What you thought about that, Danny? Did you even notice it?
I noticed, like, it was lesser than other years.
Really?
Yeah. This year was lesser than other years. Like, I feel like people are like now conscious of putting stuff on social media, and recall it.
Well, yeah, maybe we follow in different people because to me, everybody was doing that same thing. And after a while, I was like, nah, I'm good. I
feel like people are more making, like, people are more ridiculing people that were making New Year's resolutions. Like, time for the same year. Time for this new year.
No, well, I saw those people. They always have those angry people. Like, I have some people I follow. Like, this one guy, he's like, oh my god, I go to dread going to the gym in January. Because it's going to be all those. And it's like, bro, like, chill. You don't own the gym.
But even, like, I went to a new workout class for the year. And what the instructor was saying is she feels good about, even if, you know, you may have to park further or like places are more crowded, she was like, everybody, even if it's not January 1st, if it's June 22nd or whatever, everybody had their first day doing something. Yeah, so why, like, she doesn't see the point in getting people getting aggro about, you know, people starting, you know, having their day one, because you yourself had your day
one. You had your day one. And you probably annoyed somebody.
Exactly. So instead of being annoyed, why don't you be helpful, you know, to people starting things? If you know something or whatever, and you see somebody in the gym that doing something wrong or needs help or something, then...
For you know, that's what will make the person come back to the gym, you know.
Because people already feel...
people already going in they're self-conscious, you know.
Or confused.
They're confused in what they're doing. And then you there, you all but that angry, applies, that staring applies at them to... like, hurry up on the machine. Mm-hmm. And
But that could apply to anything, still, right? Even those people saying, you know, oh, it's that New Year, same bullshit, you know, stuff or whatever. But I think the thing that's great about January, or even the start of January, is it's like... everybody just so hopeful. It's like before, like the demons.
Hopeful?
But that's the whole thing about resolutions, because they feel like it's a fresh start and they're hopeful and they're optimistic about how things can be.
Well, Americans that they get paid not hopeful, eh?
Oh, shit.
They're not hopeful right now.
Current events.
That missing paycheck.
I actually haven't followed in the last not couple of days, so I don't know what the update was.
But TSA workers starting to abandon the post because they're getting paid.
Damn.
I can tell you, coming in, that was the busiest I have seen Atlanta be. Like, before... like, I'm coming on almost every day of the week. And before, like, I would get to the front of the line so quickly.
Mm-hmm.
This time was the first time I've seen, like, people spill out into the hallway. It was that packed.
Wow.
And that room is gigantic in Atlanta, if you've ever been there.
Yes,
and every single rung, like, because, you know, they make the line wrap. Like, so everybody was in there, and there was still overflow into the other room.
Wow.
And then they were, like... usually when you come, the guys in the customs agents in the booths, there's like one, like there'll be two per section. So there's like at least one in every section, even though they could fit two. This time there was like one every 3 to 4 sections. Like if 45 had one, the next one was down at 26.
Wow.
Like, it was really a glaring thing.
Gets resolved soon.
And like usually, you know, you'd see like guys are like, you know, on the edge of their shifts, and like, you know, they'll wait and they'll try and help with the overflow. Like, I literally watch a guy come out of his booth, walk around to the edge, take the little rope, close his booth off behind the person, right? And then go back in his booth, finish the person off, put his bag on his back, and walk out.
Listen, if you don't get
any
ideas,
because that's so much pressure for the people who actually showed up, eh?
Yeah. So, podcast resolutions, guys. Y'all have any podcast resolutions? Any resolutions for the podcast?
Well, I want to see us talk about more of what our listeners want us to talk about.
Yes.
So, over the break, you know, we received some feedback on what they want to see us talk about. I mean, I must say it's very, very hot topics.
But you say that talk about what our listeners want us to talk about, but I also want our listeners to interact with us and tell us what they want.
Just find more ways to be more interactive, right?
Yeah, that's really what I want. Because I feel like
we want you to be sitting down here in the living room with us, you know?
If they interact with us more, we can give them what they want, you know?
Have a seat. I'll pour you a drink, you know?
Give you some room to drink. Have some wine, you know? Chill with us. Mm-hmm.
More interaction, grow our, so feel more connected to our audience, our audience. Fun fact, we were listened to in 55 countries in 2018. Gasp, what?
I want to know who are the people in France. So I really want to know.
Bonjour! We're all going to have to, like, brush up on our French hardcore.
Because if you have some hardcore French listeners, you know, I have to drop some French for them there, you know? But
merci pour your listenership.
What was that?
We promise we'll get better.
Again. Me too. My French stopped at CXC French.
Yours made it further than mine. Yeah, yours made it further than ours.
And you're like criticizing my accent.
But I can speak Creole.
Different.
Okay, yeah, but yeah, so we just want you to know, grow the podcast, you know, reach more people, listen to our listeners, engage them, know, and build a community.
Yeah, I think you hit the nail on the head. It's like, we had the idea for this because, I mean, we saw there were people like us who cared about the discussions like we were having in our little bubble, and we wanted to share that bigger and, you know, expand the conversation. So I think it really is growing and nurturing that community of people, you know, so just making it a bigger thing.
So
okay, I feel like you just like slowed us down. Like,
no, I didn't mean to slow us down. I was curious.
You know, like, I felt like we were on fire.
No, I was curious. I wanted to know, like, what, because, you know, we were talking about all our personal resolutions and goals and whatnot, but I mean, I wanted to know what, you know, if anybody wanted anything big for the podcast and whatnot. I mean, don't let me slow down.
Yeah, Danny?
So are we giving our listeners, like, a little preview of, like, you know, what's coming down the pipeline?
I want to keep them surprised.
Yeah, because I want to keep them coming back, you know. Just know it's going to be hot. That's the best way I can put it. I feel like we're going to do our best to make it as entertaining and exciting, but also informative, you know. We don't seem like, you know, we just are like crazy people doing madness. But we're going to keep them fully engaged, I think.
Okay.
You know? You don't have any finishing any last words?
What do you all see coming through the year? Like, what do you expect is going to happen this year? In any of the kind of topics we discussed last season, like, what do you think this year will bring in those avenues? Like, I think personally that this will be a great year for cannabis in the region. Like, St. Vincent is already coming online.
Okay.
And some other islands look like they will follow suit in the OECS.
Keep an
eye out for that. I suspect that'll be a big thing to watch out for this year.
We didn't have an episode on it, but it's quite relevant to a lot of Caribbean millennials. But based on Vernon's topic, I think, like, immigration is going to be a scary thing, especially in the U.S.
Yeah.
I do think, though, like, so we're just going to talk about different kinds of topics, right? I feel like Caribbean music.
Yeah, this I was about year, to say, music is going to be hot this year.
Yeah, and even, like, just for soca.
Buju free.
And Vibes Cartel might go free.
Exactly.
Remember how...
Looking at my... looking at tickets to Jamaica right now, I'm going to be honest.
They are hot for the weekend, that Buju's thing. Because he's... I think they announced Jamaica, Barbados, and Trinidad that he's going to be in. But... even just, like, the pace with the new soca for Trinidad that's coming out now... everything's just
I heard a song from Buju, Marshall, and Skinny Fabulous. So I already know the year gonna be real.
Yeah, it's gonna be a good year for music.
And the Denry segment guys already start working on their stuff, putting stuff out.
So you know, I think Carnival on the whole, even like really all islands all around, I think it's going to be Carnival spectacular as usual. Probably even, you know, definitely going to be bigger and better.
Yeah.
So we're going to see some mad costumes, more than likely.
And I think a lot of people are going to try and go to carnivals that they didn't go to before.
Yes.
Right.
So, like, yes. I think the smaller carnivals are going to get a good few people. So, like, Dominica, Antigua, St. Kitts, St. Lucia, St. Vincent, Grenada. I think this country is going to get a good few people as they move away from the larger carnivals.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
I think it's going to get a lot of hype and a lot of people this year.
Well, and I feel like just it's become a huge trend to do the carnival hopping, and everybody wants to, like, it's almost like badges of honor, right? Like, oh, yeah, I did this country. Oh, yeah, I did that country. Right? Like, you and Camille, like, same deal, right?
Yeah, yeah. We tried to bundle the two. If we had planned a bit better, we could have probably bundled three or four. You know, but then that the money becomes a factor.
Right.
And then just the stress on yourself. Because if you time it properly, like I was doing the maps, and you can do St. Vincent, St. Lucia, Barbados, and Grenada between July and August. Yeah. So, because when we were in Barbados, there were people leaving like the day after the parade to head to Grenada.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Antigua, you missed. Antigua is also in that mix.
What was their date?
Not after.
Oh, okay. So then you could potentially do all these four. But then I think you have to rely on Liat, and then money for Airbnb, and then money for food. And then we got a lot of help because, I live in St. Lucia, so I could drive around myself. And Barbados had my friend Greg there who drove us around there. So we didn't have to pay for taxi or anything. Uh-huh. So
Antigua Carnival ends that first week in August. So the dates that just pulled up was July 26th to August 6th. So I'm guessing that 5th and 6th is the parade, August 5th and 6th. So it could be crop over-ish.
Ooh, okay. So it would really be highly dependent on when crop over is.
Yeah. or an alternative depending on how the dates
fall. Yeah, that's true. So, yeah.
All right.
Yeah, but one more thing. I feel like 2019 going to be the year of the entrepreneur. Okay. People going to be making mad money off their side hustles.
But I feel like that's already been happening. You think?
Yeah, but I feel like it's going to be more people.
I do think that could even be a topic in itself, because I feel like with entrepreneurship, there is a piece of the pie for everybody, just depending on how you want to spin it. And this corporate America thing or corporate wherever thing is
just not work.
It's not for everybody.
Yeah, I am slowly but surely setting my goals up to just work for myself. So even though I'm not fully retired by 45, I want to just be working for myself at that point.
Yeah, I'm with you there. But even just the people getting up and, doing the whole traveling and working remotely thing, not saying exactly that, but why is that, right? Because you want some kind of freedom, right? Mm-hmm. You're seeing it starting to change with people working from home
and
that kind of thing. But even I would love to do my job and do it on my terms, not have to go into the office every day if I don't want to. If I want my hours to be 6 a.m. to 2 p.m. or 6 to 12, and then I take a break and then I do work in the evening, And I feel like working for yourself, you can build your schedule how you want, right?
Okay.
Yeah, definitely.
All right,
guys. So big things coming.
Let's look into what goes down in
2019.
I really hope I feel like it's going to be amazing year.
Okay.
I feel like 2019 is either going to be amazing or it's going to be the worst year.
Danny, don't say that.
No, you laugh, but I was thinking that it could go one of two ways.
Yeah,
it is going to either be amazing or it's going to be a shit show.
Yeah. Two extremes.
Yeah.
But does that mean it's going to, when you say it's going to be a shit show, you don't mean for yourself.
Not necessarily for ourselves. The world in general. Like, they're going to have,
but it's
like,
already a shit show.
But I feel like it's going to be, it's either things are going to go up and get better, or it's going to get worse.
So,
and you're going to have mad crazy things happening.
So Trump is either going,
They're going to put that fan in the show.
Yeah. So Trump is either going to get impeached or quit or something like that.
Or you're going to get more power.
Or you're going to get more power.
I think, unfortunately, the latter.
Yeah.
But,
you know.
Yeah, now. We live in America, guys. Sorry if this is our...
I think it affects us.
It affects the world.
It does.
All the 55 countries that are listening to us right now should
be... They affect their mind, yeah. Be afraid. Be very afraid.
All right, well, we have come to the end of episode 26.
the first
episode of season two.
Yeah, and of 2019.
Sorry, guys, I get my numbers all messed up, you know.
Clearly and dyslexic.
That's why you are not the mathematician in the
Fun fact, I have my master's in data science.
Oh,
I don't know who made that mistake. Yeah, but yeah, it's been real, guys, you know. Stay tuned. Follow us on Twitter.
Instagram, Facebook, wherever you want.
Let us know how you feel. Let us know how your Christmas vacation was. Let us know what your New Year's resolutions are.
Yeah,
let us know how you plan to survive the 90 days of January.
Yeah, please do. Because I need help at this point. But yeah, see you next week, guys. We're out.